dream. You said you'd never leave.
Welcome to Letters from the Pen. I am your host, R&B singer Nakia.
And I'm your host, Star.
Thank you for joining us tonight for this lovely, lovely evening and affair of things. We have something very special for you guys tonight. A special guest, Miss Althea Hart.
Yay!
So she will be with us shortly to talk about her book, her new music that she has released, and what is next for her in the future. But until
then, the skincare line.
Oh yes, and her luxurious skincare line. Her skin is so beautiful. She's going to give us some of the tips that she does to keep her skin so healthy and glowing, which I'm sure the ladies out there would appreciate that.
Yeah, we get a little motivation from her too, because I'm ready to get into this book and see what actually motivated her to turn into this boss that she's turned into with all of these amazing projects. So
yes,
I'm excited about today's show.
So there is a topic I wanted to touch base on, and we'll touch base on that now and we'll get into Althea later. But what do you think about this COVID-19 vaccine that everyone is talking about? The nation's kind of divided. Some people want to take it. The majority of people don't want to take it. I mean, what do you think about that?
I think it's a hot mess. And if I'm talking personally, I would have to say I'm a little skeptical about it myself. I actually received a letter in the mail from some experimental company that wants to pay me $750 to take this vaccine and be their guinea pig.
So that's worth $750.
My life is worth $750. So I thought that was really cute. Oh gosh, we had to edit this part out, y'all. My TV just popped on. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. But yeah, for as far as the COVID-19 thing, I'm a little nervous. I'm a little hopeful, but nervous. I want to see what's going to happen. We've only had, I think they said like 1 out of 1 million would maybe have side effects. So we're going to see. What you think?
I mean, I saw this post that somebody posted today, and it made a lot of sense. They said, and don't quote me, but it's something about HIV has been around for 100 years. There's no cure. They said something else. I don't know what it was, but whatever it was, it's been around for years. There's no shot. Now, all of a sudden, COVID comes out, and in 8 months, there's a shot. So, like, I get it. Like, make it make sense.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, don't think there was that conspiracy theory thing that everybody's talking about. You kind of got to just go for what you know and, I don't know, believe in that higher power and hopefully.
Right. Me personally, I'm definitely not taking a shot. I don't care what they offer. You can offer me $1 million. I'm not taking it. I want to see a few people in government take the shot first.
And if they've been taking it. So Biden is scheduled to take his next week. CNN has really, really made a big deal about that. And several other people have taken it on camera. You know, they're really, really trying to make us feel comfortable. I don't know if that helps a lot, but.
Well, yeah. I mean, being that Biden to me is not the brightest tool in the shed, it really wouldn't make me comfortable that someone who's already over the hill and kind of has health problems is taking a shot. Because if anything, it'll just, he'll keel over faster. Like, I mean, what type of research was really actually done? What type of results you really actually got that wasn't done on lab rats? So right now, I feel like Americans, especially minorities, are being used as lab rats.
Yeah, we are. Especially when they start sending out mail asking for you to come and be an experiment.
If you think about it, right? If people take one moment to just really stop and think about this, they're testing on minorities. Because do you think that an upper class, most upper class, and I hate to say this, but most of the upper class is Caucasian.
Yeah, come on. So
do you really think that they could send them something in the mail and say, here, I'm going to give you $750 to take this shot? They're not going to give a damn because they're well off.
Right. I'm sure they've sent that to a certain community.
Exactly. My point. I feel like it's kind of like in their minds that, okay, this particular community, these particular urban communities are overpopulated. So if we lose a few, it doesn't make a difference. And we're going to experiment on them because their life is less valuable than than someone of an upper class community. So it won't be a big loss if we lose them. That's how I feel that their angle is. And doing videos with an African-American woman taking a shot or pulling in, oh, an African-American woman made this shot. I don't care who made it.
Yeah. Like, I agree.
It wasn't tested long enough. Right. Like, it wasn't tested long enough for us to see what the actual in-game results will actually be.
Yeah. And it almost kind of looks like they cure what they want to cure. They give us the medicine for what they want to give us the medicine for, because I honestly believe that there's a cure out there for everything.
Oh, of course there is.
You know, I really do. And I'm not a doctor, so I'm not even going to protest that. But I do know that social, racial injustice is a big deal. And that's a big part of it, as well as with, you know, the fossil fuels and stuff. So shout out to Tamika Mallory. I just wanted to say that she's pretty dope. And I'm loving the album with her and Anthony Hamilton, Mercy. I love the piece they did, her spoken word piece in the beginning of that album. It really says a lot. So all of that ties into a lot of things. The vaccine, what's going on in the government, it's a lot of mess.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's an unfortunate situation.
Yeah, but on a lighter note. I was waiting for a lighter note.
Well, no. On a lighter note, we are going to introduce, without further ado, our guest, singer, author, actress, entrepreneur, mother, Althea Hart.
Yes. Hello. Welcome, Queen. Welcome.
She's not in yet.
Okay.
That was just our introduction. They'll edit it.
Okay, cool.
So I resent her the link. She liked it, so I'm sure she'll be popping in here in a second.
All right, well, I'm going to read the letter then.
Go ahead.
I might as well. I mean, all of this is coming out. Yeah, can you see my pages?
No, I can't see your pages.
Okay, good. Oh, but you can. Hello, my girlfriend. Edit that out. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get into today's letter that we got. This one is from a young man. And he says, hello, my girlfriend is cheating on me. Oh, he gets right into it. And has been for a year now. I love her and I stayed because of our kids. I'm trying to keep my family together, but at this point, I just don't know what to do anymore. Now she is pregnant and has told me that the baby may not be mine. Should I leave now or wait until the baby is tested? I just don't know what to do anymore. Signed, F this BS. Okay, F this BS.
Wow. I mean, I'm surprised that a letter is even being written about this from a man's perspective, because usually men don't really ask for advice. Men are funny creatures. They just up and leave. Like, they can't bear what women can bear.
There's some of them out there though. And he said she's been cheating for a year. So apparently he's known about this. And he's still there trying to keep his family and his kids.
Oh, well, look, my brother, if it's a year, she's wrapped up into that other person. You need to go.
And that baby may not be his. So
listen, get a DNA test.
Yeah, get your DNA test, young man. I don't think it matters when you get the DNA test or if you stay now or go later. But I do think that you should rethink this relationship, because it doesn't seem like she's in it for the long haul. She's making babies with other people. I mean, I'm sorry, F this BS, but there it is. If anybody wants to call up and talk about F this BS, come on with it. 1-888-627-6008. Sorry for F this BS. Girl, well, how's the weather up your way?
Yeah, a lot of snow, a lot of icy roads, a lot of accidents. It's just it's a hot mess.
Jack Frost is in the building.
Yeah, Jack Frost wants to give it to us good.
Yes, we got to shout out some sponsors, you guys. Some of the people that helped make this happen. You want to give it to them?
Yes. Letters from the Pen is brought to you by OG2 Entertainment, Stars Pen. Yay, Stars Pen! JRC Cleanup, who's here for all of your cleaning needs. No job is too small or too big. They'll edit that pause out.
I'm throwing a hint, the photography.
Photography got next for all your photography needs. Amore Dior Designs for all of your press work needs. And LHS Home Care for caring for your loved ones.
Yes. Make sure you guys go follow Letters from the Pen on IG. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Letters from the Pen. And we appreciate you. You're going to be missing out on some of this stuff if you don't tune in. You're going to miss out on all of these gifts, all of this free stuff we give away, all of these juicy, juicy letters. Because I know that the people that actually write these letters are probably listening. So yes. You guys got to pull up and give them some good advice.
I'm going to go check really quick to see if she's having a problem getting in. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Queen. Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
Finally. Hello. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you Thank guys?
We're good. Thank you for joining us.
Yes. You look amazing. That must be that skincare line.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, yes. Love it. Love it. This is Miss Althea Hart, you guys, in the building with Letters from the Pen today. We are so happy to have her here and talk about this book and that album and this music.
Yes.
Yes, man. Well, I'm Star.
Hi, Star.
How you doing? I'm Nakia.
Hi, Nakia.
Hi. So we're going to get...
That's ponytail.
Thank you. I know. I love the ponytail. So we're going to jump right into the questions. Have your book, of course. And I read your book. Your book is very interesting. Mm. I actually it took me like 10 hours to read your book because I had to keep stopping, but I didn't want to put it down because it was getting really good. So I definitely watched you on Love and Hip Hop. Mm. And your book made me change the perception of what I saw in Love and Hip Hop. But I know like sometimes production companies kind of like edit things and give across like what they want people to see.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I'm closer to you and I know you a little bit better after reading this book.
Well, that's amazing. Okay.
So everyone needs to go out and buy this book.
Yes.
Go get it, you guys.
Yes. Amazing. Yeah. So
what now,
what was your motivation behind the book?
My motivation was I feel like I had to, as I always feel like I have to explain myself. You know, like being on the show, it really took a lot of like soul searching for myself. And even though I feel like a lot of the stuff that was said about me wasn't true, I feel like as a person, you have to take accountability for maybe putting that perception out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, so people take what they take, but you know, I feel like now that I'm seasoned, you know, I'm only being true to myself. So I'm only filming things moving forward that's true to myself.
Right.
I'm not going to be thrown into the lion's den.
Right.
And no matter what anybody said, like my intentions were pure.
Right.
I had a whole baby. Like you're not.
Right.
Whoever's like doing that just for clout is crazy.
Right.
I've been the clout and I'm not, you know, I was never chasing nothing. But. Right. Because I was able to switch off, you know, reality TV in my real world, and they're kind of like hand in hand. Like you have some reality stars that their whole storyline has to be fabricated, or like given to them. And, you know, it is what it is. I never sugarcoated anything. And I mean, even now, like, you know, sometimes I'll be home and I'll go on YouTube and I notice like whatever I do, even if it's like a small blog, it doesn't matter. Like it gets highlighted.
Right.
You know, so with that being said, like I have to watch what I say and watch what I do, but I am pretty true to myself. So.
Right. Well, I do want to put this out there for the listeners. You never needed anybody. Cause sometimes you know, when you read the blogs and they say certain things and you're just like, really? Well, but you really never need anybody to make you. Like, you had so much going for yourself. You had, you're an entrepreneur, now a mother. You had your going. Like, you didn't need anybody to put you on the map. So I want to make that clear.
Thank you, girl.
And for everybody. Because you're a strong Black woman. And you didn't need any man. You didn't need anybody to put your name out there. You was already doing it.
Right. I think that reality TV, it put my face with the name. Right. But people, you know, already kind of knew my face. Or maybe they didn't. But then when I, like, people that, you know, my followers that follow me, when I post, like, a throwback, they're like, that was Althea? Wait a minute. Like, and I had to, like, put that out there because it's only fair to myself, you know? So I feel like being, I feel like because of who my son's father is, because he was someone even before reality television, I feel like his presence kind of overshadowed who I was, and people automatically assumed that, oh, she must be a gold digger. Oh, whatever, whatever she had already, it must have been given to her. Like, it just, it wasn't like, oh, she always had a job. She always was responsible. You know, she was a video vixen. You know, she dated other guys that you never would even hear who I've dated because I wasn't that chick for someone to put me on blast. Like, I just wasn't that person, you know? So it's all good. I feel like at the end of the day, I feel like because I'm able to have normalcy, I know how to shut it off. Like, I know how to, you know, I know how to be a reality star, and I know how to be a real person. And my real person overshadows, you know, all that stuff. But I love being a reality star. I'm actually, I can't talk about the name, but you are going to see me on television again.
Okay.
We need some Althea
on TV.
Yes. So what prompted this skincare line?
So this skincare line is dear to my heart because I was a kid. I grew up with acne. I remember my teacher, her name was Miss Best. Yes, pink hair. Best. And she came and got me from home, and it was so embarrassing. Took me back to school, and everybody knew that my face was broke out. And, you know, looking back, it wasn't that bad. I was washing my face constantly, like it was like burnt and dried out. So anyway, my mother always used a mask, and when I have a breakout or like problematic skin, I just use a mask. It's simple. You know, I use my favorite, you know, whatever your favorite wash is, you know, like no chemicals, just a basic, you know, whatever your wash is. And then you just use this mask. And a lot of times, you know, not having so much product on your skin's going to clear up.
Yeah. So the mask is what is going to pull out all of that stuff that's stuck in there, correct?
Right. So there's three different masks. There's a mint mask. And that one has like a tingle. That's my favorite one.
I like mint. Like, I like mint too.
Yeah, like that, that's my favorite one. But there's also a sulfur mask for problematic acne skin.
Ah. Okay.
And then there's also the Grace Soft, which is for dry skin. Gotcha. So there's three different ones for, you know, for oily combination and problematic.
Okay.
And, you know, I like the peppermint, but if I have like a breakout, I'll use like the sulfur and put it as a spot treatment. So, yes.
Okay.
So where can someone get your products at? Are they in stores or do we just
want to say order? Hi.
Hi,
so, little Zeno.
He wants you to buy it. Hey, little one. Oh, he is handsome. That's your twin, honey. He looks like you.
Close my door, puppy. So yes, well, the book A Beautiful Mess is on Amazon.
Okay.
It actually had gotten 5 stars for codependency.
Nice.
Awesome. And sexual abuse.
Oh wow.
And I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I feel like, well, for myself, I feel like I'm very like codependent. Like, I'm very entrepreneur, I'm very independent. but I'm very codependent. Like codependency could be like always checking your phone and make sure you're not missing any phone calls, or just like always trying to like feel validated, you know, like, you know, me, I try when I'm home, people will be like, oh, she never answers her phone. That's only because I'm trying to like get into enjoying what's in front of me and letting go of what I can't control if somebody's not calling me, you know, even though I want them to call, I have to let that energy go. So I'm actually still dealing with that, but the book, you know, is about codependent, you know, being codependent on a man and feeling like you can't do anything without one.
Yeah.
And as independent as I am, like that's something that I'm going to admit that maybe I'm still like dealing with, you know, so, yeah. And sexual abuse, you know, like sexual abuse could be, you know, a man wanting sex from you, but not validating your emotions and making you just be like crazy. And then when you lash out at them, then it's like, you're the crazy one. You're sitting there wondering like, what's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying?
I think that in your book, you touch base on a lot of that. And that's something that is going to help women, especially young girls, because I feel like, especially in the African-American community, we all have some type of codependency, and it started from some type of trauma from childhood. So I think like African-American women, we are beautiful. We come in all shapes, sizes. We all have something to bring to the table, and we have to kind of get in that mindset that, you know what, I am somebody, and I'm not someone because I'm waiting for him to tell me that I'm somebody.
Yes.
And your book does an amazing job of expressing
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yeah. So, you know, the book was also something that was, you know, dear to my heart, because it was something that another person couldn't say, oh, I did that for her, you know? Right. And so people could judge me. People, you know, it's like people could judge me, you know, even like my girlfriends was like, oh my God, I can't believe you talked about, you know, STDs and all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, but
it happened. I mean, it happens to everyone. Right. And we have to get better as women of not letting other people tell our story and painting it how they want it to look. Like we need to paint our own story.
Our own story, the real story. And you don't
exactly.
Know that.
Yeah. Because they will twist it and turn it and make it into something totally different and have us out here looking like monsters. And really, if I'm going to be playing with you and I'm going to go there, for one, to you fellas out there, trichomonia is a man's disease. We get that nasty foolishness from y'all. So now, I said it.
Yes.
It is what it is. I mean, we have to do better too, ladies, about protecting ourselves. But y'all men are always so quick to talk about, oh, it's this and it's that. No, it smells like fish. Where do you think it comes from? It don't come from us playing with our toys.
Right. From the guys bouncing back and forth.
Yes.
Yes. I used to have a boyfriend. I used to have a boyfriend that, like, I mean, I think I talk about it in the book. Like, no matter what I did, I would go get pills and give it to him. And then I'm like.
Yeah, it was other women.
You are fucking other women. Yes. Yeah. You got me sitting here. Yes. Right.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about your music.
Yes.
I have your single, Beautiful Mess. I love it.
Yes. So Beautiful Mess. So I actually released that. It's probably like about 2 years now. Shot it in Trinidad. But I'm actually building a studio in my basement.
Nice.
And I plan on tapping back into that seriously, because I feel like when I got, you know, introduced with the whole music, ghetto love and all that stuff, I feel like it's always been so much drama around me that kind of overshadowed my talent.
Right.
And it's kind of hard to, you know, really have success when, you know, your management, you're constantly like at odds with your management, you know, and then your management is your baby daddy. And then, I mean, it's just not,
right.
You know, so
I mean, you can really sing though. Like, you can really sing. Like, yeah. I mean, I've seen some people on Love and Hip Hop, and they put stuff out, and you listen to it, and you're like, really?
But, yeah, and I didn't know that. I watched you on Love and Hip Hop. I never got a bad perception of y'all. Will say that I never did, but I didn't know about the music until now. So yes, kudos to that.
Big, no, she can. She can sing. She can sing.
Musical background, and again, you know, it's like. I mean, my first love dream was always to be a singer. And I feel like it got overshadowed. But I just feel like in general, like music is different.
Right.
Now, you know what I'm saying? So it's like people are not really selling records like that. I mean, you are having your, you know, like Megan Stallion right now doing her thing and but it's like a hit and miss. And you really have to have a team, you know, like you really have to dedicate it. So this time around, I am going to take it more serious. Like I said, I'm building my studio in my basement. And, you know, I was told that I was just a pretty face and couldn't sing. So that's another thing that I'm not going to let nobody take my talent from me.
No, don't do that. And you know what? And let us break the new album. We'll break it.
That'd be wonderful. Okay.
In 36 countries, we'll break it.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Congratulations on all of those big things. And I saw little man. How old is he?
He's 5 years old.
Now, is that your only baby?
It is my only baby, yes.
And a boy, too. I know that's special.
He be doing his thing. He be doing his thing on his little Instagram with his cooking stuff.
Right, yes.
Oh, we're going to have him come on and do the cooking show with us then.
He's actually coming out with a seasoning.
Oh, okay.
Because, and his YouTube channel is Chef Zeno, you know, follow and subscribe to his YouTube channel. But his seasoning is basically, because he loves vegetables and fruits.
Oh, wow.
And sometimes I would just like cut him up, like he'll eat 5 apples. And I'd be like, well, that's your dinner. Like, you had 5 apples. Like, he'll sit there and eat apples. And I'm like, but want kids to love vegetables just as much as he loves vegetables.
Yeah.
So he's coming up with his own seasoning that you sprinkle it on vegetables and his kids want to eat it.
Oh, well, we're going to definitely have to have him on Letters from the Pen cooking show and come and get the seasoning out there. Because we're getting ready to do that. We'd love to hear him to season up our little chicken. Come on, little fella.
Yes.
So what's next for you? What's your goal?
I have a new show that I'm going to be a part of.
Okay.
You know, my music. And, you know, just really focusing on my brands, which is my book and my skincare. I also have a hair care line. This is from Main Accessories.
Okay.
And lashes.
Okay.
You know, so, but I feel like, you know, as a mom, it's like I really do put my son first. So sometimes, you know, you really have to post. You really have to put your all into being a influencer. It's not easy, you know.
Yeah.
100 posts is going to get you two orders. I mean, so I just want to be better at what I'm already doing. And that's just focusing on my brands, which is my skincare, my hair care, and my book and my music.
Right.
But I'm really going to focus on music? My music. Huh?
We have some music here.
Yeah, I have, we're going to play Beautiful Mess and Ghetto Love.
Oh, yes. Okay.
All right. Well, you got any shout outs you want to give right quick?
No.
Nope.
Sure. Like, no.
We're going to shout out a beautiful mess.
Oh, okay.
Shout out.
It was actually recorded with Bungie Garland. And Ghetto Love, which was produced by Chucky Thompson.
Nice.
And
Now, what kind of feel is that? Tell the people what they're getting ready to listen to.
Beautiful Mess. Well, I'm actually Trini. My friend is from the islands. So, you know, guys, go stream Beautiful Mess, the video. But We shot that in Trinidad, got all of the parades and everything. It was really, it was magical being out there, like really being hands-on on what they really take it seriously as far as like when they go out there and they're like fighting with the paintball and all that stuff. But no, actually want to shout out to Scotch Storch. She produced the record.
Okay.
And yeah.
Cool. So I wrote some about Trini in my book, the Rico Seco. That river, the waterfall. So I talk about that. My dad is from Trinity, so that's a big part of my book. And okay. I actually want to go one day and see that river because it's a real river there.
Really?
So it's right in the middle of Port of Spain and Tobago. And it's really eerie looking. So that's why I chose it for that portion of it. But anyway, enough about me. Hey, you going to bring us some seasoning?
You going to cook for them?
No, he said no. Okay.
Pictures. He's like, no pictures, no pictures. Well, thank you so much for joining us on Letters from the Pen and allowing us this beautiful moment with you. You are a beautiful soul, a beautiful person inside and out. And
was it Letters from the Pen?
Yes.
Letters from the Pen. Oh, did we get a drop from Miss Beautiful? Yes. Yes. Awesome. It really has been awesome to have you here and let you share with us all your new accomplishments and all the amazing things. And let the world see that you can still be dope without that mess in your ear. Because you were able to, you were able to kind of overcome that. So, and he's beautiful. I'm glad you're doing your thing.
Thank you for having me, ladies. Thank you so much. You're welcome. Bye. See you later.
We want seasoning. Don't forget us.
Okay. Bye.
All right, you guys, that was exciting. Miss Althea Hart from right here on Letters from the Pen with little Zeno in the building. He gonna bring us some seasoning for this food we gonna cook up, you guys.
Well, you heard it first here on Letters from the Pen. The beautiful Althea, her book A Beautiful Mess is in stores on Amazon. Go and get that. And she's got new music on the way, and you will be seeing her shortly back on the big screen.
Yep, make sure you tune in every Monday, every other Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
So you heard it first here on Letters from the Pen. Have a good night.
Girl star. Bye.
Bunja Garland. Althea Hart. Yeah, well, it's a beautiful mess and I love it. Yeah. And anything beautiful, you know, I gotta have it. Steal it or grab it, hold it or nab it. Keep it all to myself, you know, that it's a habit. Jump in it like it's a rabbit. Wind up your body, let me watch it. Baby, come across and let me touch it. I will never, ever dash it. TLC when I smash it. Credit card check and I will cash it.
He's on the road almost all the time. Yeah. Huh. I hit him up cause I need some time. That's gonna blow my mind. Thank you.
thank you.
Don't you make me wait.
On the road, it pull up on the spot and we do it like it's a movie. The ocean is yours, girl, you don't need a jacuzzi. Anytime we meet and we kick it like Bruce Lee, loosely. Do me where you want, baby, use me. Me sight you in the club, me know you done choose me. Wind up your body, girl, wind it and move me. Look when the Arab is so, I get through.